I think I've sown the seeds of discontent.
Wait a second. These aren't blueberries.
Get out of my car and get into your own.
Hey, is that your Bigfoot animal?
Why not?
This episode of Beyond on the other side.
Hello and welcome to That's How I Remember It, the podcast where we improvise movies. I'm John.
I'm Mike.
I'm Claire.
And today we're joined by a real special guest, our first guest in season two. You may have not heard her at the end of that opening. I'm going to have to question you to find out what that was. But it's Lisa Gilroy, back from the dead.
Yay!
That's what we call LA.
Yeah. Dead to dead. Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't leave my city, lady.
It's your city. Oh.
How's it going, bud?
Great. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh my God. We missed you so much.
I missed doing the podcast. The podcast was fun.
Yeah. There's no podcast in LA as far as I know.
No,
we don't have that yet.
Made yeah. Down there.
We have someday. CDs though.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Sam the Record Man.
That's where he went.
Yeah.
Shut down up here.
Yeah, and was never in the States. Yeah, it's only ever in Toronto.
I don't know the history.
Yeah, it was only ever Toronto store as far as I know. What you been up to, Lisa? You're here shooting a movie? It's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Gross.
I'm a working actor, so
no, of course,
these
yeah.
are the kinds of things I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on that. Then back in LA, you know, doing some live stuff.
Yeah. Doing some live stuff. Lisa just got onto two teams at the UCB.
Which is amazing. It's
Thanks, guys.
Honestly unheard of for somebody to be there that short and to get on Harold. That's incredible.
I'm pretty tall, though, so I'm not actually that short.
Boy. And that's the kind of gold she brings.
That's Harold night, baby.
That's great. So two Harold teams. What are they called?
Well, I'm on a Harold team and a mod team. So one's sketch and one's improv.
Oh,
so
great.
I'm on Vulture and Hail Mary.
Nice.
And have you been there a full year yet?
I've been there for a year and a half almost.
A year and a half. And then like.
But you've been back multiple times. So like that cuts into that year and a half
right.
timeline.
So it's pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still. It's just incredible. That usually doesn't happen for how long? Like.
Aw, you guys are. Like Let's, proud parents. I
you know what?
You.
Let's list all the friends that we have that are there that haven't done it yet.
Haven't succeeded.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we'll start with Oliver Giorgio. I thought we were doing it.
Oh. Okay. No, Oliver's only been there 6 months. He's got plenty of time to get on mod.
He's got Oliver and I went for coffee.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in LA when he first came. I was so excited. But then turns out he's actually American, you know?
Oh, that's bullshit.
Because I was
that
like, oh,
count.
Man, you made it. Like, you got all your paperwork. And he was like, I'm American.
Yeah, it was actually harder for me to be in Toronto.
Yeah.
Claire, what you been up to? It's been days.
It has been days. What have I been? You know what? I got to do a fake surgery yesterday for
Shut
a thing.
Up.
Got to like cut into a prosthetic belly.
Oh,
and
cool.
Learn all how to do that.
Is that like one of these acting?
Yes, one of these working actor.
Yeah.
Did you have to say really complicated things?
What I actually got away scot-free. My lines had no medical terms.
You're like, hand me the knife for the belly.
I did, the only like semi-technical word I had to say was, I guess, abdomen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how did you like, pronounce it?
Yeah, abdominal.
Abdominal's pizza.
I love Domino's pizza.
Yeah, she was bad doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Bad doctor.
So this is for... A thing?
Yeah.
It's a Patch Adams remake. Claire's saying humble, but it's a Patch Adams remake. She plays Patch Adams.
Yeah.
I just want to acknowledge that, Mike, it's not easy to ask questions, right?
Yeah,
I ran into the same, how vague or specific do I get with my question? Great.
How are you, John? What's going on?
I'm doing great. Speaking of surgery, this is exciting. I got lost in watching toe surgery videos last night.
Ew.
Toe surgery?
Yeah, somebody at work was like, oh, this guy that I watch on YouTube has a new A&E show. And I was like, well, oh, what is it? And she's like, he does close-ups of surgery on toes. He's called the Toe Bro.
Oh,
and so she got me watching all these. And he's Canadian. He's from Toronto.
Oh, what's his name? God. I've had lots of toe surgeries.
I don't know.
Have you actually?
I've had a few.
For ingrowns?
Yeah, ingrown, and then...
He dropped a soup can on his foot.
Yeah.
No, I know this.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah. I dropped a soup can. Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, remember it killed Raul that time?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Raul and Charjul are dead.
They did.
Leanne is pleasantly somewhere else. She'll be back.
Yeah, I I think I associate it with, it wasn't ingrown, but I think it was because I wore shoes that were too small. And I just stubbornly was like, I'll break them in. And
but they looked so good.
They didn't either. I just didn't want, like, it was like, you know, when you get home and you're like, oh, they don't fit. And it's like, well, I don't want to go all the way back. Like,
right.
Yeah.
So instead, I put myself through decade of torture.
You had them for a decade?
Well,
they were his only tap shoes.
Oh.
No, no. Because my toenail ended up becoming ingrown and it got really badly infected. And then I got the toenail removed, but he didn't do it properly. So it kept kind of like growing back.
He had
back
to have it done twice.
Like, well, a wait weird a minute. Model. He did it wrong because it grew back? Isn't that what they're supposed to
it
do?
It didn't. No. So,
I'm kind of an expert now.
Oh, yeah. Why don't
you want me to jump
story
in? Do you want me to jump in?
Yeah, yeah. Go for it.
Well, according to thetobro.com, they apply an acid to the nail bed, bed, which they call the matrix.
No.
And so if they don't put enough acid, it can grow back.
Well, wait, don't you want to have a toenail again one day?
No, because once it grows badly, it'll keep growing the same way badly.
No way.
Yeah.
Forever? It's not redeemable.
It depends on the type of injury. Mike, I'm going to let you continue now.
Yeah, I had to just have mine removed. It was just in such bad shape. And then when it started to grow back, it's like, it didn't grow back like a normal toenail. It grew back like a giant like rock deposit that was growing on the side of my like toe.
What, so now you just have a little bare toe?
Yeah, do you want to see it?
No!
It really?
It doesn't look as crazy as you'd think, because it's like, it's still a toe, it's just, and like the skin around is totally normal, right?
Yeah.
And then once it heals, it's just like, there's a scar that's like the shape of a toenail, so it kind of looks like there's a toenail, right?
Oh.
I
do remember, you paint it?
No, I don't. But apparently people do. I don't know.
A French tip?
Yeah.
I don't know that reference.
When I was getting... When I was first getting it done, the doctor seemed cool, and I was, like, kind of joking with him and stuff. So then he was, like, this was the first time when it was, like, so badly infected.
The shit doctor that
the
messed
shit doctor
up
that fucked it up. Even the new doctor was like, who did this to you? So, yeah. But and as a joke, I was just like, oh, can I keep that when I'm done? Like, the nail after you're done taking it out? And then he, like, laughed or whatever and then just continued doing the surgery. And then after he was done, he was like, and here you go. And, like, handed me on a paper towel, like, a black nail, like, covered in, like, blood. And, like, I didn't want that. What made you think I would want that?
He spent the whole surgery thinking, like, this guy's weird.
Yeah.
Or I bet you 50% of people ask that.
No.
I bet
that's a high percentage.
The YouTube guy has hundreds of thousands of views and just got a show on A&E. So there's a bunch of freaks out there, of which I guess I'm one and never knew.
So, okay, I'm sorry. This guy has a whole show devoted to this. But how different can every episode be? Someone comes in and they're like, I have a problem with my toe.
Well, it's the same as any of these reality shows where it's like the super vet or whatever. Any veterinarian show that's like a reality
but
show.
But those aren't that like specific. It could be any animal.
This would be like having a show where you watch the animals come in to get their nails
clipped.
Well,
guess what?
Like, we've seen this.
This
before.
Is ingrown toes. This is calluses.
Ingrown
this
toes,
is corn.
But like, we also don't this care, is... right? Like, any other show... You do, if it's like a life-altering, you know, surgery, then they interview the family, they give you the backstory, but it's like, I don't give a shit about this person's life. They're going to be fine. It's toe surgery.
Not necessarily.
If it goes on long enough.
You die.
Amputation.
Of one toe? I still.
Of the leg.
Oh, okay, you're making that up.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
But losing a toe would mess your balance up.
Sure. It's true. I mean,
so
sure. I mean, sure.
You've been in the States for 12 months.
Listen.
18 months.
You
I did
Canadians
math.
Are soft. You need all your toes for everything. Yeah.
We don't even go for healthcare, you farts. They say farts a lot. Anyway, I'm glad. Oh, so Mike, you have to take off. We should mention that at the top of the ep.
Yes.
Yeah.
So during the movie that we're going to do, maybe my character will die suddenly and unexpectedly, and you won't hear from me again.
Yeah, but he's deal still here in spirit, and yeah. In fairness, he's got a very important other podcast to go to, so
to watch,
to watch.
Yeah,
yeah. He bought tickets to go watch another podcast. So,
well, he wouldn't have to leave early if I didn't.
Hey, this isn't you. This
burn
is
the
him.
Whole thing
this
down.
Is him.
So.
No, it's not.
This
it's
is him.
On, it's on
he's
me
a human
when Mike
garbage.
Leaves. I want you he's all to
bath.
Be mad at me.
He's a bath of insanity.
No one's mad at anyone. We're all best friends.
Yay! Okay, so the movie we're doing today was suggested by Davis. Davis, I'm sorry I forgot your last name because, again, I didn't bring the printout, but I did read it and memorize the movie.
Sounds fake.
Great. in any case, off the list of the
just in Davis' defense, he probably doesn't want you to say his last name.
Sure. Or his last initial, even.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Thanks, Davis.
Davis, you're the best.
You know what? I'm going to say it's Davis R. And if it's not, there's probably only one Davis that suggested that movie.
Multiple Davises suggested. Every Davis in the world suggested this movie.
Okay.
Stuart Little.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Has everyone seen it?
Yep.
Oh, forever ago.
It's Michael J. Fox, right?
I've never seen it, but yes.
I saw it in theaters, and my dad went up to the projector room to tell them that it was slightly crooked, and could they please fix it?
Oh, that's such a charming Stuart Little story.
Yeah.
That's he was amazing. Probably up there messing with the reel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stuart Little was crawling along the film strip.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's very cute.
A sweet memory.
Yeah.
I was very embarrassed.
Stuart Little. Came out a long time ago. I think long I saw it ago. In theaters too, but nothing charming happened.
Mm. Well, the movie. All right, why don't we dive right in to that movie that we call Stuart Little. This is the Steel Magnolias theme.
Why is that?
That's the last movie we did.
Did you just think you would just be able to open it and it would magically be there without you having done anything to get it?
I didn't think the last movie we played would be there. All right, here we go. And edit. Stuart Little. We open on a gentle countryside. We see rolling green hills. Sheep play in the meadows. And off to the side, one charming picturesque house. A crazy little stork is waddling along the street. He's got a bundle in one hand and a little drink in the other. A little drink, Sipu. He's waddling a little funny. Anyway, he's trying to read the label on the bundle he's carrying, but he's hard to see. It's hard to see, you know. I'm sorry. I got close to something we don't do. He just shrugs his shoulders and dumps the bundle on the doorstep of the house and wanders away. Gina Davis opens the door.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Moya! Wow!
What's this? Oh, a little bundle? Let me bring you inside. Sorry. No, leave you here. Bring you inside?
Hello?
What the fuck?
Well, weird. What are you?
Well, I'm a woman.
Well, I'm a mouse, and what the hell are you doing with me, huh? Oh, she's screaming? I'm screaming!
Diane?
Yeah.
What's going on? I heard screaming.
Well, I don't know. I just found this little package outside and
package? Oh, it must be the baby I ordered.
What?
You've said you wanted a baby, so I ordered a baby.
Oh, sweetheart, how thoughtful. Not to put my body through that.
Well, you know how we are.
Yep. Yeah. Platonic.
Platonic.
Well, I better get out of here. Skull, 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 skull.
Oh, no, where'd he go?
They don't find me under the oven.
Dude, I only saw him for a second, but I think that might be my son. I think that might be my son. Oh, God, I'm in love. Oh, God, I'm in love with that son. Oh, God, I'm... Oh, God. Oh, no.
Darling?
Get the...
Are you... Oh my God, somebody help! Somebody help, he's collapsed! He's collapsed on the kitchen floor!
I'm a doctor!
He's dead.
What?
I'm sorry, I was just walking by and I sensed you needed a doctor.
Well, yes.
You were saying...
Help!
Yes. And that's... the magic words to a doctor.
But isn't there something you can do? I mean, he only just passed out a moment ago.
Did you not hear the tone?
I did hear the tone. You don't have to play it again. You don't have to play it again. Really, I know.
I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, but he has left this world.
No.
Oh, great. The paparazzi is here. I have a reality show.
Oh, no.
My name's called the Dr. Toe.
Well, get out of here.
Dr. Joe the Toe Bro.
All the...
I'm a toe doctor.
Please leave me in peace. I need some time to grieve.
Okay, goodbye. Here's my card.
Thank you.
If you need a hire a toast.
Well, there is one that's a little bit funny.
Okay, I'll take care of that. I'll take it right off. All right, bye.
Would you like to...
What?
I was just going to ask if you wanted to come inside.
I'm sorry, I'm a funeral director. I was just walking by. Does anybody need a funeral?
Yes, I guess so.
All right, I just get a funeral. Shall we? Okay, here we go.
It's just in here on the kitchen floor.
Oh, thank you. I got a reality show. I'm Dr. Booneral, the funeral Booneral.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
He's a doctor.
I'm a doctor of death.
Okay.
All right. We'll take the body with us.
Please.
Bye.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Hey. Sorry for your loss.
Well, I guess that's that. I'm a single mother. Little mouse?
I'm under the oven.
Could you please come out?
Well, I don't want to come out.
Well, please come out.
No. Every time I'm around, someone dies. It's a curse I have. You think you're the first mom and dad I ever went to? No way. Not simply so. The last family also, the dad had a heart attack.
So you're telling me every house you've been to?
Yeah.
You've been a bringer of death.
Yeah.
Well, get out of here. But before you bring more death upon this household, you get out of here.
Okay.
Get out of here. Okay. I never want to see you again.
Here we go.
Oh, it was all so sudden.
We cut to an alley where there is a young man taking out the trash as the Stuart Little kind of runs in.
Whoa, gotta get out of there. Whoa.
What?
Sorry, sir.
You can talk?
Well, yeah. I'm Stuart Little, bringer of death.
Cool. I'm Brian Wilson.
Oh shit.
The Beach Boys.
Whoa, holy crap. You're famous. How come there's no paparazzi?
Oh, yeah. Good question. They're usually here. Anyway, it's good to meet you.
Good to meet you, too. Oh, I just killed another bloke.
What does that mean?
Just means that, well, you simply see, whenever I go find a new family, whoever loves me first dies.
Oh. Mom's... Uh-oh. These cats are eyeing you. Here, quick. Oh. Climb up my pants.
Are you sure?
Or just into my hand. That's better.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better. Here, I'll take you. I'll take you. I have a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
I'm just taking the trash out.
Oh, wow. This restaurant here? This famous Italian restaurant?
Yes, Bonito's.
Wow. I heard you guys are famous for your ratatouille.
You're so fucking funny. Oh, come on in, you little shit. All right, look, you can stay here, you know, I'll leave you some cheese on the counter, but just don't let the customers see you, okay?
No problem. Mind if I whip up one of my signature dishes?
I don't see why not.
All right, see you later, Brian Wilson.
Bye.
Bonjour. A pinch of this, a pinch of that, the shred of cheese.
The squeeze of this mouse is genius. I cannot believe what I am seeing, François.
Oh, mon Dieu, c'est magnifique. Oui. C'est parfait.
I thought that we were the best Italian chef in all of the city. But it turned out that this mouse, he may be even better than us.
Bonjour, s'il vous plaît. Would you like to try my little petite déjeuners? I made them in the kitchen.
Ben oui, I like.
Oh no! Stuart, you did it again!
Just coming to check on my restaurant.
Brian.
Hey, Stuart!
Hey, Brian!
What's up?
Not too much.
Good, great. Can I try some of that dish you've been talking about?
I don't think you should, Brian. Rats.
Excuse me, I was just walking by and I was thinking, oh my god, look, it's so dull. Did you say rats?
Who's that?
It's me, Rat Boy.
Rat Boy? Oh, Rat Boy, I'm sorry if this is your kitchen. I didn't know Brian brought me in here. I didn't know if this was your turf. I'll scram, promise.
You don't have to scram. Me and the other Rat Boys, we got an extra rat bed. If you want to have a little sleep on it, you can for one night only.
I don't know. Stork told me not to trust a Rat Boy.
You know Stork?
Yeah. He keeps dropping me off at new families and, well, I fudge it up.
Yeah. He did that to me, too.
Really?
Yeah, for 6 months, on and off. I was in different households, killing people, left, right, and center.
You're cursed, too?
Yeah, they call me Rat Boy. Bringer of slow, slow death.
So you can hang out with your pals and they don't die?
Yeah, I discovered that, if they too are rodents, they are immune to the curse.
Well, then I better shack up with you guys.
Yeah, I got my weasel. I'm a little weasel. I'm a rodent, but I'm a big one. I'm a weasel. Oh, yeah, look at me. I got sharp noses. I'm a weasel. They call me Willy the Weasel. I'm a weasel. Okay. I'm taller than you by hands and feet, because I'm a weasel and you're the mouse. I'm going to punch you. Get out of here. Get out of here. I hate you. I'm a weasel.
Hey, stay away from him. He's a good kid.
Okay, Red.
That was supposed to be silent.
I think Mike might have to leave.
Well, he has died 5 or 6 times.
Yeah, I did promise I would die.
Come in as a quick character and then die.
Hi, I'm a ferret.
Not a rodent.
The fuck out of here.
Bye.
I'm a weasel.
Bye, Mike.
Bye, Mike.
So you want to be part of our crew?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
You want to use your powers for evil?
I mean, no, but I do. I need to have a family because everyone else has kicked me out on the street.
Well, then join the game.
Yeah.
Doom cha da 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 ba di da doom da di da ba doom da cha da da ba di da.
The cool new gang in the city, and I'm the newest mouse.
Gang dang,
yeah. Hey, what's that? It's me, the boy who's a rat.
I'm a weasel, and I'm a weasel. I'm getting the weasel into your mouth. I'm going the weasel into your head and moves it around. And I'm a weasel.
Oh, shit.
Hello?
Is anybody in here? I'm sorry, I thought the restaurant was open.
It's that lady. She was part of my family earlier, and I killed her husband. Oh, I feel so bad.
Hello, I'm just looking for a simple Italian dish.
Guys, just hold back 1 second. I'm gonna go talk to her.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, down here.
You.
It's me, Stuart Little. I know I killed your husband this morning, but please, oh, please forgive me. I'm living here with Rat Boy and the Weasel. I just want to come back to your house.
You little shit.
I know.
Look what you did.
I know.
My sweet husband, my sweet platonic husband of 20 years. Gone in an afternoon. I could never love you.
Please.
No. I couldn't do it. I will never love you.
Well, fine. Then I'm gonna go hang out with Rat Boy and the Weasel, and I'm gonna get really, really gross and big and tall, and I'm gonna come to your house and I'm gonna get you too. Is that what you want?
Maybe it is.
Maybe I just want to die. If I can't be with... with my...
What's his name? Say it.
Darren. If I can't be with Darren, maybe I don't want to be around anymore.
I'm sorry for what I did. Here's a simple Italian dish.
What? Oh my god, this is delicious. This is delicious. This is very tasty.
Well, thank you. Why are you looking at me like that?
For some reason, I get the sense that this thing has killed before.
Well, yeah, a few people this morning.
But I feel fine. How could that be?
She's the one that can survive your love.
Yeah. She doesn't love you, so
it's totally cool.
Wow. I never thought it could work out like this.
Yeah. Just think. Maybe it's not the fact that we're rodents, it's the fact that we don't love each other and are just platonic friends that's kept us from killing each other.
Do you hear that, miss? Please, it's the power of not love that's keeping you alive. If you can just be with me and not love me forever, then we could be together. Because, you know what? I don't love you either.
What? Really?
Yeah. Think about it. It was love that killed Darren. His last words were, I love my baby.
Oh my god.
And you just looked at me and saw a furry little mouse.
Furry little shit. Furry little shit is what you were going to say, and it's what I thought.
I know. I could tell in your eyes.
Yeah. Hop in my purse.
Whee!
I felt no joy when you did it. Wow. Perfect.
Let's go home.
All right.
Bye, rat boy. Bye, weasel.
I'm a weasel.
Hey, all right. We see you around, kiddo.
See you around. I guess we're going to have to do the thing alone.
All right, boy. Anyway, Welcome to the gang. There's just two in the gang.
A weasel's one, and rat boy two. That's how we do our thing we do.
The rat rap fades as the sun's setting over the cottage in the forest as the madame and her mouse are settling down in front of the fire.
Something to eat?
No, thank you.
Good, I wasn't going to get it for you anyway.
Good. I think your cooking would probably be awful.
Well, I think it's very good, and if you thought it was awful, then that would upset me, so.
Great. Did you make me a little tiny bed?
Oh, whoopsies, I forgot.
Great, because I didn't want to sleep on your linens anyways, because it looks like you don't wash them.
No. Yeah, well, I don't, because I smell very good, and I'm very clean.
So well, and you're all alone now, so I guess who are you doing laundry for anyways?
Yeah. Well, what? Oh. I missed that, but I'm sure it was shitty.
Yeah. Well. What's your name?
Lorraine.
Well, at least thanks for letting me stay in your cottage. This is a lot nicer than the garbage dump at the restaurant.
Did you just say something kind to me?
Hey! That's right, it's me, the stork! What's going on over here? You were supposed to kill her!
What?
You don't think that I left that mouse on your doorstep by mistake, do you? I'm a mobster stork. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, no, he's back. He made me believe that I was killing people on accident when really he was using me as a secret weapon.
You think we don't know that love can kill? We've been using it for insurance fraud this whole time.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's right, I'm a stork.
Well, what happens if I see through you, Stork? What happens if I see through all your flaws and I see that deep down you're just someone who's hurting people because they too have been hurt? What if I loved you? What if I loved you?
What
so
if you
loved?
What are you doing? Stop loving me.
Look at you, little boy. It's working.
Help. I need a funeral.
This guy's also a stork. I can tell by his vocal intonation.
Yeah, maybe
the
I was.
Paparazzi are storks too.
Yeah, you think we weren't all in on it?
Oh no!
We all showed up at the exact time of the first murder.
Oh, don't
it's
you
all
see?
Part of the plan.
The storks are trying to kill more people so that their stork brothers can benefit by performing the funerals.
Yeah, that first one, he gets insurance. I get the funerals. That other one, he's a doctor bun guy, and he tows it. Get up! It's a plan. Anyway, I'm a stork. Hey. I love you. What?
See, it's dangerous out there. One kind word and you could love another, and you'll instantly die, Lorraine.
It's a good thing my heart's as frozen as ever.
That's right. We have to keep reminding each other. No falling in love.
No. Nobody's worth it.
Turn off the radio.
Oh, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. That was a close one.
Oh, let's go to sleep in our separate bedrooms so we don't dream of each other.
All right.
Good night, Lorraine.
Good night.
Stuart. Little Bringer of Death. Montage. As Lorraine and Stuart go to their separate bedrooms, they each lie facing the wall, eyes wide awake. Sleep hasn't hit them yet. They think of the other. Is Lorraine thinking of me? Is Stuart thinking of her? They squeeze their eyes tight shut. No falling in love.
Slowly, we zoom in on their dreams. We see them running in a field together, hand in hand. We see them flying a kite, laughing, because the kite's caught on a tree. We see them spinning around in circles, holding each other's arms and shouting up to the sky, love! And we wake up in heaven.
What? Well, where am I?
Oh, no.
Oh, Lorraine, I must have dreamt of you last night.
I was lying to myself when I said I couldn't love you. I loved you from the moment I picked you up off the doorstep.
Rain, I feel the same way. I tried not to admit it was true, but last night, I dreamt of you.
I love you, you little shit.
I love you too, you big smelly
shit.
And I'm here too.
What?
Oh, stork!
Stork!
No! Come on!
Love. I turn to the camera. Is there anything it can't do?
That's how I remember it.
That's how I remember it.
It's so stupid.
That was very fun.
Oh, real happy you're back for a dumb.
Oh my god.
Does it still go? Are we still going?
Yeah, we're still talking.
Oh. Anyway. Oh,
Claire's like packing up.
Claire's packing up. No. Oh, you're right. Because normally there's more than three of us, so we're just enjoying the moment. You know what? Let us say goodbye. Thank you, Lisa. I'm sorry that you have to go back soon.
Ugh.
We'll come visit you. You'll come visit us.
Listen,
friendship
guys,
forever.
I'll see you in heaven. Dream of me.
Dream of her. Or if you can't, go to LA and you can check her out on Herald Night or Mod Night. UCB there or B Square. Info at thatshowiremember.com is how you suggest talking to us with yourself. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye bye bye.
Bye. Don't die. Don't die because of our love.